and Diamond Jewelers. This is Carolyn. How may I help you?
Hey, Carolyn. It's Garrett with RDI. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. Happy Friday. I was hoping to touch base with Kurt real quick.
Yeah, can you hold, please?
Absolutely.
It's Garrett from RDI.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Doing better.
Getting better?
Yeah.
You're not feeling well?
No, business-wise.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Things are picking up. People are actually picking up their jobs.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, they haven't. But we got, the big ones haven't done that yet. Every morning, the mail gets here. I walk out there, and whoever picks the mail off the counter, they look at me and shake their head no.
Jeez.
But we start selling stuff.
Oh, okay, good. Things are starting to pick up then.
Yeah, we've seen this a lot of times where you'd have, didn't have anything, then you have a wave, and we used to call it mini runs or something like that,
Where
it lasts a week or so, and then you're back to normal.
Yeah, we feel the same wave. We actually are on the same boat with you. Big things hanging in the wind, and then, some regular business picks up, and then you're right back to thinking, like, today. Today's one of those days for me where I'm looking around going, where's everybody? But, things are going in the right direction. We got another buying event next weekend, which is what I was calling the memo goods from September I have there. Could you send them early next week so I have them for the event on Saturday? And then I'll flip back like a nice ramp of rounds for you.
Okay. If I send them on Monday for Tuesday, is that good?
Monday for Tuesday. Just the event isn't until next Saturday. So I just need them for closing. Really what we're doing is closing the month, September. All of the memo goods. It's just normal. I just need them before Thursday. But I'm excited for the event. And I'm hoping. We've never had a complaint about one of our events, so it's always good. It's always informative, and people have a good time. So I'm excited.
Okay. Well. When I said okay, it's just
because
somebody sent something to me.
You're like trying to. No, I'm right there with you. No, you're fine. No, I get you. Any luck with the memo that I had there, the halves, 90s, carats? What you mentioned you started selling some stuff. What's been going? What are the hot takes?
Diamond earrings, and diamond necklace, and stuff like that.
So still diamonds, though. That's music to my ears. Do you need any of the studs replaced? Or do you use a stud program?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that yet. We actually get those from a place that we've gotten for years.
Yeah.
And they just send us a bunch of them, and we...
long-term memo? Yeah.
They match. I mean, we have to. They match what we buy.
Okay. Know? Yeah.
The way it's turned out to be is, over through the years, that kind of changed to where they just send them to us, and we pay them when we get around to it.
There you go. So that's not a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got in a big argument with the guy one time because anyway, we got in a big argument with the guy that's the guy that owned that company down there, and it wasn't our fault. He was looking at memos. Anyway, he was looking at stuff that was real old, but new stuff, anyway, the way it was applying the date to the memo is what was bad. And so anyway, well, he figured out, I guess he figured out he was wrong, and he's been so nice for like the last 10 years, you can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because most of the time when I do something like that, after it all settles down, I realize I was wrong, and then I got it.
Listen, this kind of stuff happens. I don't ever believe in burning a bridge. Whoever's mistake is whose mistake, and eventually things come back around. And you know, it's not. At least for me, it's never personal. I understand. I we're more of a relationships company, not a dollars and decimals company. And you know, we're not looking to rake anyone over the coals, and we're also not looking to get beat up ourselves. Like, I just got off the phone with a young lady at a good store of mine. It's one of the reps, and she's like, you need to lower your lab grown prices. And I went, no. And she's like, what do you mean no? And I'm like, do you want to take your lab grown business elsewhere? That's fine. I really appreciate every dollar, anything more than a dollar made of carbon, but I make 8% whether it's natural or lab. And you know, she was beating me up on a $750 lab grown, and I went, then it's not for you, and it's not for me. It's fine, and don't, you know, I'm not going to take it personally, but I will literally walk away from this cup of coffee because I ship for free. I know my product's prettier, but I'm not going to make an argument that someone else is cheaper and shouldn't be. You know, it is what it is. It's lab grown. You know, it's water. I try my best, and that's all we can do, but I'm not going under because I'm going to focus on lab grown.
Yeah. No, that's one thing I was always kind of worried about is what selling lab grown would do in the long run to your store.
And we're there now. We're there. People are arguing and squabbling over these shitty little things. It drives me nuts. I'm pretty passionate about it. It enrages me to see what it's become. It's like a bunch of people tearing apart scraps, and it's like, listen, you've forgotten, you've strayed too far from the path, and your staff is too new to understand what selling natural actually means and romancing the stone. There are people out there that do it great still. There are people out there that know how to sell natural, and those are my partners. If you're selling lab-grown, I understand for a specific customer, that's fine, but if you find yourself standing at the case going, would that be Coke or Pepsi? You know, would that be natural or lab? What's going to win? And you're going to sell more lab grown. And I understand the margin's good and the cost is nothing, but you're a luxury store. And if you try to go toe-to-toe with other lab grown sellers like Walmart, Costco, well, Costco sells natural too, but Walmart, you're going to be able to walk into a Walgreens soon and pick up a set of 3-carat total weight lab-grown studs. You know, Macy's, all that. Jewelry stores should hold themselves in higher regard than department stores like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, but no, you're absolutely right. It has had negative repercussions on especially large stores with big overhead that, you know, they've got, you know, 5 to 10 salespeople out front. They can't sell enough lab grown to pay their bills. You know, it's just not possible.
Yeah.
But
we haven't sold loose diamonds, you know, your original. Hey, what are you selling? We haven't sold, it's been custom remount stuff. We supply the melee, you know, like, get a CAD deal done, and then a place in California cast them for us now, and we get them to set stones or something, and we sell, like, maybe the melee or something, but maybe sell the center stones, you know, which is kind of odd. I just now thought of that.
Because it's all been remounts.
Yeah. $3,500 deals.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, we had a series of those. That's what's been keeping us going. But, you know, we need, we
start supplying
quite
the dinosaurs.
A few of those.
Yeah. They're still good, but they add up, but you need quite a few of them. And that's actually kind of like lab, you know? Like, I just got the phone with her. She was beating up. She's like, it's a lab grown. I'm going to sell the ring for $4,000. I'm like, that's great. It's $750 cost. And she's like, it should be cheaper. I'm like, I make $7. I'm not making it any cheaper, right? And again, it sounds self-serving. It sounds a little selfish, but in one regard, you're able to make retail on that. You get triple K. Whatever you want to do is what you want to do, and that's fine. But I sell diamonds. I don't sell lab-grown. You know, I can provide lab-grown, but I don't. I sell natural diamonds. And it's really tough right now, though, because that's not the main call a lot of the times. Like, I mean, 5 carats are fun. $2,000-$3,000 for a 5 carat, I guess. it's a 1 carat. 1 carat natural versus a 5 carat lab.
Yeah.
So.
I can't believe how cheap those 1 carats are. I keep an eye on that stuff, you know, but.
Yeah.
But, man, that's, they're cheap.
$150 a carat? $300 a carat? You know?
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when all that diamond substitutes had come through, everybody always got all excited and everything, said this is going to ruin everything, you know?
Yeah.
But, and it would, you know, they'd sell a bunch of them at first, and then it goes back to natural. Something that does bother me, though, is like when you hear that De Beers is wanting to sell and get out of the diamond business or something, you know?
Yeah. And not get out of the diamond. I know that they're getting out of lab grown. I know that much.
I thought they were wanting to sell their diamond interest.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. I heard that they're pulling out of lab.
Maybe I read that wrong.
Well, they did stop their last site purchase. But that's all in efforts to make naturals rarer and... You know,
yeah.
Limit the supply and therefore control the cost, which is what they should have done with lab-grown, to be honest. And they could have done it for longer, but it's a replicable technology, and they just pumped out reactor after reactor. And now you can, for a couple hundred thousand, you can buy your own, make them right at home.
Really?
But then you need all the infrastructure around it, like... The supply power and things to protect that supply power, and it's more than just that, but you can absolutely buy.
And you gotta cut it, right?
Right, exactly. Then you need to cut. There's all these other things that go into it, but you know.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a picture of one of those rooms that had all those machines in one of the Southern Jeweler or something had a picture that just. It was amazing how big that room was, and it was just full of machines. I think it was 530 some machines in that room, you know, in India.
Yeah, we have we're partners with a site holder in Canada, Diamonds of Canada. We're the only ones that provide diamonds certified or origin reported from the actual government. So we are partnered with the government of Canada, and we have up in Yellowfin, we have a cutting facility, which just is like all for like, I don't know if it's just fun stuff that Mike does or I don't know what his vision of the future is for it yet, but it's kind of neat. You see like one guy operating six machines, and they're all laser cutters, and you know. You don't need one guy sitting down at the lapidary grinding away. You've got six machines cutting it super efficiently with minimal waste. But it's wild. It's absolutely wild the things that have changed, even my short time. But anyway, I'm going to will into being a diamond, a natural diamond sale for you today, sir. Someone's going to come in and want to get engaged, and you're going to supply the center stone. And I don't need these back until next week, so feel free to sell one, should you be so inclined. And I'll touch base with you. I did get the check. I sent the check on, so thank you. Now we just have a $3,000
gallon. I already went through.
They're very good at taking money. So.
Yeah, $3,000 now, and I'll get that paid.
Sounds fantastic, and should you need me, you know where to find me.
Yeah.
All righty.
You betcha. Weirdo across the street just got down on his knees and crawled about 6 feet and then got back up and walked on.
What?
I don't know what that was for.
Oh, so geez. Weird. Maybe he lost something. Let's just hope he's okay. God.
You know, these homeless people around, they cause us some problems.
Yeah.
Getting in fights and stuff.
We've got a bit of a problem around here too. It's sad. It's a problem that's actually increased, I think, all over the country. Homelessness,
yeah,
you don't have institutions for them anymore. They don't have anything to help them. So
nobody knows how to fix it.
No, they just move them around. That's all. All they know how to do is bury the problem. I used to work with a nonprofit called Person-Centered Housing Organization, where it was a volunteer thing I did to help homelessness and get people to. We'd furnish like apartments that we rented out, and families that lost their homes, and not just destitute homeless, but like just the city solution is to just get them out of public view, so it makes it look like the problem's gone. But we don't have that even anymore. You can't just bulldoze, you know, Tent City and move it on down the road away from the people that are complaining about it, just so that someone else complains about it, and then bulldoze that and move it down the road. Right? No one knows how to fix it. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's very sad. You know, we've got them on every major corner in our city. We have like these weird territories. It's the same people begging every morning, and I don't give anymore because you can't feed everybody. But I give to charities that try to help. So, but it's crazy, crazy out there. Well, and on that note.
Have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Enjoy. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.